Welcome to Coach's Corner. Reed Farron here with the offensive coordinator of your Kansas City Chiefs, Doug Peterson. And Coach, since the day I met you, the smile on your face has not left. How excited are you to be here?
I'm really excited. You know, this is a great opportunity not only for myself, but for our entire organization and offensively. We're looking forward to getting the players in here and getting cranked up and looking forward to a good spring.
Had a great time talking with you and the staff at the Combine. Assess that trip.
Combine's always a fun time. First of all, you get a chance to run into fellow colleagues and guys you haven't seen maybe once or twice a year, and that's always the first thing that's exciting about the Combine. But a chance to really to begin the evaluation process of all the college kids coming out and those that are draft eligible, and it really begins the whole process for you, you know, from free agency to the draft right on into your season. And it's just from our standpoint, it's just a big evaluation, and we're trying to find the best players for our football team.
When you're looking at guys that you might like, what's the conversations like with John Dorsey, Andy Reid, and your staff?
Well, the first thing is you got to find out your needs. You got to find out what you need offensively and by position, and then you just get into who's available. Whether it be free agency or what do you look at in the college draft, and guys that can just help you by position. And, you know, some positions like every year are stronger than others, and we have to take all that into consideration and make the best possible choices for our football team.
How much of an advantage do you have as the offensive coordinator playing for Coach Reed, being his quarterback coach? Talk about your relationship.
We've had a great relationship. It obviously goes all the way back to the early days in Green Bay in 1995 for myself, and that's when our relationship began, and then he became my quarterback coach my last two seasons there in Green Bay, and then obviously he was my head coach in Philadelphia back in 1999. So we've had a great relationship. Went back with him in 2009 as quality control and worked myself up, and I feel like he and I kind of know each other, know our strengths, know our weaknesses, and that really, I think from a head coach coordinator perspective, can really feed off of each other and have a really good relationship with he and his family, and looking forward to this season.
Explain the transition from quarterback's coach to offensive coordinator.
You know, it's very similar. My role the past couple of seasons being quarterback coach really kind of puts you in a position to be the coordinator. What I say by that is I'm in all the breakdown meetings, I'm in all the game plan meetings, I'm in everything schematically that goes on with the offense. You're just not necessarily coordinating or necessarily calling the plays. And so it really has given me a great chance to be in this position, and being a former quarterback I think also helps understanding the game a little bit and knowing each position. That really gives you some advantage as a coordinator. And so the last 2 years have really prepared me for this opportunity.
What can Chiefs fans expect from you and this offense in 2013?
One thing is that we're going to be consistent and we're going to be aggressive. That's been our style, you know, from Philadelphia, and we're going to utilize the talent that we have on offense and put our guys in the best position possible to win football games. And we have a really good football team. You know, that's one thing we looked at hard this spring, and we have some great pieces and some great guys on this team. And we're just excited to have the chance to now work with them and utilize their strengths. And when you have six Pro Bowlers, the sky's the limit. So we're excited, and we're looking really forward to getting these guys in here this spring.